Carlo, Ingenuity Lab has been doing some work in the area of agriculture. Why would you focus on agriculture? What's the importance there?
Well, aside from that being a major economic sector, it's an activity which helps define the quality of life for all peoples, and Albertans is not excluded from that all peoples assessment of a grouping of individuals. You know, the quality of the food that we eat, the variety of the food that we eat, the availability of the food that we eat, and the cost of the food that we eat impacts everybody's lives. And so if you can improve one or more of those criteria, make food more available, make the quality higher, make the palatability of the food, the taste of the food better, all those things collectively together would have a significant improvement in the way people live in their daily lives.
What are some of the projects that you're working on?
Well, we're working on several projects in different areas where we see there's an opportunity. One of the projects that we're working on is developing a solid-state vaccine delivery system. Right now, if you're a swine farmer and you have 10,000 pigs in your operation that you're processing a year, it's impossible to physically vaccinate all of the animals. And so as a consequence, what you do is you engage in an activity of where you provide antibiotics to treat pigs that get sick instead of preventing them from getting sick. So one of the things that we're developing is a solid-state vaccine system that would allow us to take the vaccine, make it into a solid-state form that you can put into the animal's feed, so you don't have to inoculate every individual animal. You put it in their food, and they'll get vaccinated through this process, with the end result is you'll have healthy animals, and less of them will become sick, and less of them will require antibiotics, which means the food that we're going to get is not going to have as much antibiotics in it, which I think many people like, and it has major implications not only in terms of removing antibiotics from our personal food chain or reducing it, but also reducing the antibiotics that gets released through the sewer system to the waste treatment system, which ends up creating bacteria, which is implicated in the spread of organisms that are antibiotic resistant.
What would this look like, this vaccine? Is this related to the pH-sensitive vaccination casing that you've developed?
Yes, it's related directly to that. It's just an adaptation of that same technology to a different application. And it utilizes a U.S. FDA-approved polymer that is currently used to coat pills that you buy right now in the pharmacy, and we change the way we assemble and manufacture that, and we use that to incorporate the vaccine into this polymer structure to stabilize it, and so you end up having very, very small pellets of vaccine that you can then air to the food.
If this becomes successful, is it going to change the way at all that this sort of pig farming is done? I know that right now the use of antibiotics is there because it allows the pigs to be kept in closer quarters. Do you see that changing?
I hope it would allow a reduction in the application of antibiotics, with the idea of doing two things: improving the profitability for the swine farmers and improving the quality of the end product that goes to the consumers.
So what stage are you at right now with this?
We're in a process now of testing it on mice. And so once we get our efficacy testing on mice, then we're going to look at doing some testing on swine.
And what would be the benefit to the farmer? Do you have any idea of the actual economics, the change there?
No, we don't. I don't have calculated the numbers of how much money, because a lot's going to depend on, one, on how effective it is. Second is how much it's going to cost to do. But our thoughts are several. One is that there will be a cost savings for the farmers. They'll have healthier animals, which all farmers are very, very concerned about the health of their animals. And secondly, it will provide a mechanism to increase their profitability by a reduction in labor costs and probably by a reduction in the other additives that they currently provide to the animals.
Any idea when you might actually see this on the market once you get through the testing with the mice and the other things that have to be done?
Well, if the testing with the mice is successful, my goal is that probably next spring we'll try doing animal testing on swine. And depending upon how that works out, then we'll see where it goes to the market. No, it's a long journey. You don't know for sure if it's all going to work. None of it's guaranteed. And it has to yield benefits that exceed the cost associated with doing it. But I think we will.
Thank you very much, Carlo.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.